WNYC is supported by TechServe. On Tuesday, June 5th, TechServe representatives will be attending the Adobe CS6 Production Premium Roadshow at the Midtown Century Center and will be on hand to answer questions about Adobe Creative Suite 6. More at techserve.com/business.
Hi, this is John Schaefer. You're listening to WNYC On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads available when you want at WNYC.org and iTunes. When you're looking for salvation, why not start with a group called Soul Savers? This is Soundcheck. I'm John Schaefer, and today on the show, Dave Gahan, the frontman of the band Depeche Mode, talks about finding solace with the English production team, Soul Savers. And later, the Project Trio isn't your typical chamber ensemble. We'll hear bass, cello, and a beatboxing flutist live in our studio. But let's start with Dave Gahan. He's been the voice of Depeche Mode for 3 decades, which means he's played a big role in electronic and dance music. Just last year, Gahan joined us on the heels of a Depeche Mode remix project, which challenged DJs and producers to rework his classic hits like Personal Jesus and Enjoy the Silence. But Gahan himself is also a singer-songwriter with 2 solo albums to his credit, and that might be why he was enlisted as the vocalist on this new album by Soul Savers, the English production duo. The record is called The Light the Dead See, and it brings Dave Gahan back to our studio. Welcome.
Hello, thanks.
Let's first of all explain Soul Savers. This is the production team, 2 guys who got their start really in the electronic realm, it seems.
I think they're tagged with that, and because the first record that they produced together was predominantly sort of produced in an electronic way, but I think they quickly sort of moved into a different area and were able to manipulate some of that stuff. It's kind of like, you know, making music is a learning process, and you know, it's one of those things that you constantly surprise yourself if you take risks. And Soul Savers is definitely that for me. Mm-hmm. I mean, I discovered them really through Mark Lanegan, listening to Mark Lanegan and
the American singer,
yes,
from Screaming Trees, yeah, and Queens of the Stone Age,
exactly. And through listening to Mark's music and his songs, and someone suggested I check out Soul Savers, where Mark had previously sung as
right.
well. There's kind of a revolving door as well of lots of different musicians that step up to Soul Savers. Like, they come in. There's a couple of guys from Spiritualize. There's Martin Lenoble on that particular track. He's playing some beautiful bass guitar.
Will Oldham has sung for them.
Yes.
I think Richard Hawley.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly.
So now it's your turn. Are you a guest vocal? I mean, you're pretty much front and center all through the record except for the 2 instrumental tracks.
Yeah, well, this one was a little different for them because when we first got together, let me go back a little bit. Like, Soul Savers were playing with my band Depeche Mode on a 2009 tour that we did, and they were opening for us a number of shows, and which was through a mutual friend that suggested it. That was Martin Lenoble, and it kind of worked out. And so I'd sit on the side of the stage most nights and watch Mark up there singing the songs, thoroughly enjoyed it. And one night, Rich and I were just, I think, in a hallway before a show.
This is Rich Machin.
Yeah, Rich Machin and half of the team. And we were just chatting before a show and started talking about the writing process, and it turned out that we had a very sort of similar process in writing, and the way that he had written in the past with Mark was very similar to the way that I like to write with people. And we might had that conversation of like, let's do something. And now you have those conversations a lot, but quite often nothing turns out happening. But, you know, shortly after I'd finished that tour, sure enough, I got a call from Rich, and he said, I've got something, I've got something I could send you. And are you interested? So I said, send it to me, and I'll see if, you know, I'm feeling it and see what happens. And, no strings attached. And it was really like that. And that process continued for about a year, and by the end of that year, we realized we had more than enough for a record, and what seemed to be could possibly be a great record.
The record is called "The Light, the Dead Sea," and it's out today from Soul Savers, featuring Dave Gahan, my guest, frontman for Depeche Mode, now fronting this duo of Rich Machen and Ian Glover. And you talked before about how, although they may have started in the electronica realm, they've sort of quickly moved to other things. I hear an almost Phil Spector-ish kind of production in this song called "In the Morning." It's a little bit of the collaboration between Dave Gahan and Soul Savers.
Do you think that I am lost, or am I found? Just after midnight, when I woke up sweating, I was dreaming you were right here with me now. Oh. Why can't you hear me? Why don't you hear me?
"In the Morning," which swells to a big, almost orchestral sound. Dave, when Soul Savers, when they sent you the track, was it this grand?
No. I think this one in particular was, I might be wrong, but I think it was Rich playing an acoustic guitar. A lot of the stuff, what happened was he'd send me these pieces that he'd been working on himself, like, and sort of worked them up in a rough way. He would always say to me, it's really rough. But, I heard something in it that was very inspiring immediately. And I would just start writing, and these words would start pouring out. And then what would happen, once I had kind of developed what I felt was a song arrangement and the way I wanted the song, the arc of the song to work, I would send it back to Rich. And he would start then building up the song around what I had done, using various different musicians and friends of his and people that would get involved. Then there was strings scored, and
a tale that grew in the telling.
Really was, and it was kind of like magic, the way that it happened.
All right, now that's you singing in the foreground. Someone else is lurking in the background.
Yeah, well, that's Mark. Mark, I had some pretty big shoes to fill there as well.
So this is a passing of the torch from Mark Lanigan to you.
Yeah, a little bit. And it mattered to me a lot, actually, that I had Mark's blessing with this as well. And from what I hear, he really liked what he heard. And he was sort of... Rich said he'd been pestering him for a while to hear what we'd been doing. And finally, Rich sat... they sat down together one day in the studio and ended up playing a couple of tracks. And he said, well, let me hear some more. And he ended up hearing the whole record. And from what I hear, he said something like, I kind of really wanted to hate it, but it's actually really good.
We're speaking with Dave Gahan, the frontman for Depeche Mode, who appears as the vocalist on the new album from the English production team known as Soul Savers. That's Rich Machen and Ian Glover. Mark Lanigan and numerous others had sung for the band before. It's pretty much all Dave on this new record called "The Light, the Dead Sea." Where does that title come from?
It was actually, it just seemed to really work. It's a poem that Frank Stanford wrote.
American poet.
Yeah. And we had a few titles that were, we were bouncing around. And that one just seemed to really fit with the feelings that this record sort of evoked. I mean, it's very cinematic. It's very visual.
It's also this idea of, the light, the Dead Sea, this kind of playing of tragedy and drama and hope maybe.
And yeah, absolutely hope.
And that, yeah. I mean, you know, it seems to be reflected in some of the lyrics, which, you know, are a world away from lyrics that you might have written 10, 20 years ago.
Well, I think a lot of that comes with experience and just feeling that you have the freedom to, just having the confidence as well, freedom and confidence to just really let, you know, spill what the music is evoking. And that's really what happened here. I didn't try to redesign anything too much. I wrote what I felt when I was and what I was inspired to write from what I heard from Rich.
Were you surprised at what you were writing?
I was afterwards, later on. When it was actually happening, it felt completely natural. And one thing I tried to stay very conscious of was not editing that. Because, you know, as a writer and, you know, when things go down in song form, you've got to, there's a sort of fine line with, especially when you're playing around with this kind of subject matter, that it's like, for me, when I'm listening to it, I got to believe it. I want to believe the guy that's singing it and that they have some kind of experience in singing it and performing it. So that was the only thing I tried to remain aware of. And then it was important to me not to edit too much what was naturally coming out.
This song called I Can't Stay from the new album, this sounds like it was written by a guy who's been through the wars. This is from the new album, The Light, the Dead Sea, Soul Savers with Dave Gahan.
Even as you talk, I can't understand a word. Your lips, they keep on moving, telling tired tales that have all been heard. So many precious days, and all the parts you played, you looked so fine. All those days have gone, we tried to get along, but not all, not all the time. I can't stay with you in here anymore. I feel like my time is running out. I know that much for sure. I can't stay for another day in here with you. I feel like my time is running out. I know that much for sure.
I Can't Stay is the name of that song, written by my guest, Dave Gahan, and the guys in the group Soul Savers. That's Rich Machen and Ian Glover, the English production team. The new album is called The Light, the Dead Sea. And you had a tough year going into this project. Malignant tumor removed, a leg injury, vocal cords. I mean...
Oh, yeah, I forgot about the leg.
Yeah. This was not like, you know, in your youth where maybe you brought your woes upon yourself.
Yeah.
This was just like stuff happening.
Yeah. This was life. That's right. Well, look, these things, they say, you know, will make you stronger. But, I do feel that as well. And I also feel that they're constant reminders, you know, this. You're human and, you know, you're going to have obstacles that you're going to have to climb over and things that happen in life that are out of your control. Now, you know, they also they're food for thought. You know, they make you think about a lot of stuff, what's important and what's not really important. The things that you, you know, dwell on that just, you know, really you shouldn't. And, so, you know, I don't know if it comes with age as well, but as I get a little older and maybe a little bit wiser, I'm able to reflect on that stuff more. And that definitely comes out in this music. I think, you know, yeah, it was kind of a tough year, but the stuff with my vocals and stuff, that's wear and tear. That's just stuff that's going to happen.
Right.
If you're trying to do four or five shows a week for, you know, a year or two, you're going to have some problems. But... you know, the other stuff was out of my control and, you know, in lots of ways. But what it did make me do is stop and think and stop and try to value what is important.
So how are you feeling now?
I'm feeling great. I have no complaints at all. I have an amazing job. I have a fantastic family. My wife's listening right now. Hi, Jen. You know, there's no, I what can I say? Yeah. I get to make music with, you know, this really was a gift for me, this record. And the way the songs were written really taught me a lot about getting out of my own way. And there's always something there if you just show up, you know.
you said earlier that music is a learning process, and it seems that that's often the last thing that people learn is how to get out of their own way.
Yeah, and music, and you know, music really is, it's like a gift. It just is floating around there. I really do believe that. Look, that's not to say you got to put some work into it. You got to put some work into it. But look, Rich, when Rich kind of gave me these things, they were gifts. And there was never a moment when he and I had a conversation on the phone where it's like, well, what do you want me to do with this? I don't really know what to do. There wasn't any of that trying to figure it out. It was really just quite pure.
And what are you left with? Do you hear this as an album or as a collection of songs?
It's definitely an album now. I mean, it started out as a collection of songs, or it started out as a writing, kind of like a process of writing and learning from that, really. We didn't sit down and say, let's make a record. It was just to see if we can write some songs together. And after about five or six pieces that we had done, we realized that it was kind of, you know, okay, this is turning into a record. And got very excited about that. But it's definitely an album, and to me, it's an album that I'm still kind of like, I have two sides to that album. I'm kind of putting, you know, really kind of...
Do you mean literally like an A side and a B
side? Yeah, absolutely, absolutely. Rich and I, that's one thing we did discuss. We're both big fans of gospel and blues music, and there's a lot of those influences in this music. But we're fans of like a record where there's like you listen to it. It's got it begins, it takes you on a little journey, and then
you flip the record over.
Yeah, and it leaves you in a place of reflection or whatever, and just feeling a sense of hope or like you belong to something. I mean, when I was a kid growing up, David Bowie did that for me. It was like I was, you know...
Ziggy Stardust.
Yeah, I mean, those records, they just took me to a place. I wanted to go live where he was living. You know?
We're speaking with Dave Gahan, who's working with Soul Savers. The new album is out today called The Light, The Dead Sea. Here's perhaps a little bit of a slightly harder-edged song called Bitter Man.
Wild is the sky that covers you. Long be the night that comforts you. Dark is the day confronting you and pushing you. You're such a bitter man.
Called Bitter Man from the Soul Savers record The Light, The Dead Sea, which is out today and features my guest Dave Gahan on vocals. He wrote the lyrics. And doing all of this, you're working with Soul Saver. Your bandmate in Depeche Mode, Martin Gore, has been working with your former bandmate, Vince Clark, on a project they're calling VCMG.
That's correct.
So what does that mean for Depeche Mode with the two of you pursuing other things?
Well, it was good. Yeah, Mark got to do that, and I think he had a lot of fun making that record with Vince. And in the meantime, I was writing with Rich, which turned into a record. But both of us also at the same time were writing songs and demoing for what is now to become the next Depeche Mode record, which we are in the process of recording at the moment.
Mm-hmm.
And we're now also talking about planning a tour and everything for next year. So I got a feeling that this record's going to be something really good, because I think both these projects that we've done outside of the band have given us some inspiration.
Yeah.
Definitely.
So you feel like you're coming at it from maybe a different angle or something.
Yeah, it's not just that. It's just sort of, you know, like I said, this is a learning process. It is. You never stop learning. And, you know, when you think that you've done it all as an artist, it's time to hang it up, I think. Because for me, what's happening is the more I kind of stretch myself and try doing things with other people as well, it just enthuses me to come back to my band and with a fresh approach to what I do vocally, a fresh approach to how things are recorded. You know, so that's exciting to me, because there was, if you'd asked me this question maybe sort of 15, 20 years ago, I might have turned around and said, well, you know, we've already climbed the mountain and there's nowhere to go now.
Yeah.
Because I kind of felt like that at that point, and oh boy, was I wrong.
And how did that change?
It changed with sort of, you know, by circumstances that, you know, I've been well documented, and I think I got to a point where I was just kind of artistically, I felt at such a low that I had to try something different. And that came with stepping out of what my comfort zone,
mm-hmm.
and stretching myself and working with people that challenge me,
yeah.
you know, and ask me to step up to do something different.
Well, I think Depeche Mode fans will be very happy to hear that there's a new record. You guys were working on it last night, apparently.
And yep, I was doing some vocals late last night. And yeah, it's going to be an exciting record. And I'm excited about doing some shows next year, too.
All right. The current album, The Light, The Dead Sea, featuring the band Soul Savers and my guest Dave Gahan. This song in the background is called Take Me Back Home. Dave, a real pleasure having you with us on Soundcheck. Thanks so much.
Thanks so much for having me.
As long as you were right with me here, there's nothing else that I would need.
In a moment, we'll find out about three must-hear new releases in our weekly Pick 3, and then later, a live performance from the internet sensation with the beatboxing flutist known as Project Trio. This is Soundcheck. Thanks for listening to WNYC On Demand. Please check out our other programs at WNYC.org or on iTunes. This free service is made possible by our listeners. Become a member of WNYC today.